She'll be joined live on the phone by Jane McGarrigle, who is Project Manager at WebWise. Good morning, Jane.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, pleasure. Now, this morning, we're talking about the forthcoming Internet Safety Day that takes place, I believe, on February the 11th. Am I right?
That's right, George. So, Safer Internet Day takes place next Tuesday. And it's actually the 16th year Safer Internet Day will be
wow.
on for. So it's a European wide initiative, and it's a day dedicated to promoting safer, better internet use among young people, particularly. And in Ireland, WebWise are responsible for the promotion and coordination of Safer Internet Day. And really, it's a great way for schools to do something, for young people to get involved, and for parents to do something to promote online safety or have a conversation with their child. This year already, we have over 150,000 young people signed up for Safer Internet Day to do something to promote online safety. So that's a record number for us, and there's almost 700 schools and organisations involved in that. And I think that just goes to show that this really is an important topic, and to have a day like Safer Internet Day dedicated to that is a great way to kind of push it up on the agenda for schools and for parents as well. We have a dedicated hub designed to help schools who want to get involved. So it's webwise.ie/Safer Internet Day. And if you're a school or teacher or student, you'll find lots of ideas, activities and how to get involved. We've got a map outlining all the activities that are taking place across Ireland. So there's lots of schools already signed up, and they're doing things like they're inviting the Gardaí in to do an internet safety talk. They're hosting whole school assemblies. We actually create free education resources and programs that schools can access to lead online safety lessons. So those are things like anti-bullying programs, programs on image sharing, using social media for the first time, and promoting respectful communication as well. So we have free resources, free lessons, free videos that you can access as well. And we're also running a great competition this year as well to encourage schools and young people to get involved. We have the Safer Internet Day Awards program. So that competition is launched and can be accessed off our website. So any school, any young person getting involved in Safer Internet Day, you can enter the awards, and the prizes and an exclusive invite to an award ceremony, which will be hosted in Facebook headquarters in Dublin, which is a fantastic prize and a great way to reward the hard work students, schools and teachers are all doing to promote a safer, better internet.
As far as internet safety is concerned, Jane, would you be optimistic or pessimistic that we'll eventually get things right?
Yeah, I suppose, look, internet safety is a concern. We know parents are very concerned with this area. From our perspective, we very much see education as one of the vital components to help and answer this. You know, the more education, the more programs we can run, the more we can educate our young people to engage in technology in a responsible way. We definitely see that as the way forward. The internet is part of our world now. It's not going away. And we all have different approaches to technology. So it's very important that, I suppose, we kind of welcome it and educate young people on how to make the most of their time online as well. So that's really, really important. There's lots of benefits to technology, and there's lots of benefits to using the internet, you know, for connecting, communicating, learning, creating. So it's very important to recognise the benefits as well as some of the challenges. With all things in life, there are challenges and things that come up as well. So it's important to recognise those as well.
Absolutely. Now, I'm not a parent, Jane, but I'm 54. And so obviously I remember a time when there was no internet. But you know, for people my age, maybe a bit younger, who can also make that reference, do you think maybe parents need to be educated as well as the children into how internet can be used safely for the entire family?
Absolutely, George. I guess when we think about online safety, we do see, you know, there, everybody has a role to play in this, including parents as well. And we recognise more than anybody that sometimes parents may not feel like they're equipped, and they certainly can feel like their kids might know more about the technology or these apps than the parents do. But we do bring it back to kind of basic parenting. So there's some simple steps we encourage parents to do when it comes to, you know, starting that conversation or getting started, getting to grips with internet safety and how their children use technology and the internet. So the first one we would say is, to get informed, we have a dedicated hub designed for parents, webwise.ie/parents. And there's lots of helpful information on there, from the apps your child might be using or games they might be playing, explainer guides on them, helpful advice articles, talking points. And that brings me on to the next step. Have the chat, start the conversation with your child and keep those conversations going. We have lots of helpful talking points and conversation starters on that website, on webwise.ie/parents, to help parents start those conversations. Another rule would be, another step we would say is to agree rules, to kind of set guidelines. That's really important. And as I say, everyone's different and every house is different, and how they use technology and engage with technology is different. So each family will know what works for them. But it is important to set some kind of guidelines and agree rules around internet use in the house and expected behaviour as well. And then we would also say to parents that it's quite important to let your child know that they can come to you for help or ask you questions. Reassure your child that they can always come talk to you if anything comes up. So that's important. One of the other things we tell parents as well is to lead by example. I think we can all be guilty of this if we're setting rules around screen time or technology in the home, and we're not following it ourselves. It doesn't send a great
exactly,
message.
Yeah.
It can be hard to do, we know. But that is important, to kind of lead by example and model good behaviour. And the last thing we would also say to parents is join in. As I said, the internet is a wonderful resource. You know, so get involved and, you know, find out what your child is enjoying about the internet or doing. Play their favourite games with them, those sorts of things. Kind of discover it together. So it can be something that you can develop a relationship and have those conversations, then if anything does come up, you'll have a greater understanding of that.
Absolutely, because as I mentioned a few moments ago, I do remember a time when there wasn't an internet, and if you wanted to find out something for a school project, you either, if you had a very clever uncle or auntie or a mum and dad who knew something about the subject, you were grand. If you lived near a library, you were grand.
Yeah.
If you didn't, how could you find out about certain things? Now there's Google. Doesn't always work. It's not always right. But
no.
More often than not, you'll find something that might just help that project you're doing. But it is a fantastic thing, but it has its bad side as well. And I suppose all of this now, Internet Safety Day, is how you manage the bad side. Would that be right?
Yeah, I suppose it's... No, our aim is to help empower young people to become safe, responsible users of the internet. So it's not forgetting the benefits of this, and, you know, we're not trying to scare people. Safer Internet Day really is. It's a great way to just kind of remind us all about online safety, promoting a safer, better internet. And I suppose just doing something to try and get that message across, whether it is engaging lessons in the classroom, sitting down, having a chat with your child, or We have a Safer Internet Day ambassador programme. So we actually have trained 100 second level students from across Ireland to go back into their own schools and lead activities with their own peers for Safer Internet Day as well. So we really see Safer Internet Day as students are now taking in a lead. They really do care about this these issues and, you know, kind of want to take a lead in this area. So a programme like that is great to get students involved as well. And we've lots of schools involved in Dublin, in the Dublin area as well. It's fantastic to see the range of activities and things they're doing. So, you know, we've seen a lot of kind of schools are doing digital detoxes, or they're engaging in positivity weeks or anti-bullying campaigns, those sorts of things. And we see a lot about misinformation or fake news, as it's probably better known as. Lots of students are kind of doing activities to try and tackle and raise awareness about these issues as well. There's lots of different ways you can get involved, and we certainly would encourage anybody listening to have a look at the website, visit the parents section, visit the Safer Internet Day section, and do something next Tuesday to promote a safer, better internet.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, Jane, I'm not a parent, but I think if I was a parent and the 14, 15-year-old who just got themselves onto some social media site, should I be asking them for their passwords? Or is that completely wrong? Would that be an absolute no-no? Would I be crossing a red line there?
Every family has different approaches to how they manage social media and technology, and we know some families do that. I think it's more, the most important thing is if your child is going on social media for the first time, you kind of familiarise yourself with what the site is. And we have a great section, our apps explain section on our website, that goes through all the popular apps Irish teenagers are on. So Instagram, Visco, TikTok, you know, find out about what those apps are, how they work, you know, any potential risks, how your child could be safe using these apps. So all that information is there. So I would definitely say familiarise yourself with that type of information, and then sit down and have a chat with your child. If you're happy for them to be using those platforms, have a chat with them, and like I said, agree the rules and guidelines around it, unexpected behaviour of these things, and again, to reassure your child that if anything comes up or anything upsets them, that they can come talk to you about it and you'll figure it out together. I think those are the really important pieces of advice we would be offering parents.
And as well, Jane, you can't watch your children 24 hours a day. You really can't. And these devices are mobile phones. You can get the internet now on a mobile phone, on a smartphone. And they're very hard to hide. And very easy to hide, rather. And as I said, you know, you can't watch them 24 hours a day. So children themselves have got to take a little bit of responsibility too. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. There's no way for us to know, like you said, 24/7, you know. We are about empowering young people to become safe, responsible users. We are, you know, children are growing up with the internet and with technology. So I think from a young age, if you are engaging with technology, it's important that you learn how to use it safely and responsibly, and you know, the more we can get those messages across, the more confident our children will become using these sorts of platforms, different technologies, the internet.
And it is great. I mean, I was watching the film the other night, and I just got the end of it, but I couldn't remember who was playing the role of Mary. So I went on Google straight away. You know, that would have caused an argument in the household. It was such and such a person. No, it wasn't. It was them. It was he. Whatever. But and it is. It's a fantastic asset, the internet, when used in the right way. And for people who would like to get involved, Jane, this morning, can you tell us a little bit more about how they can get involved with the events that you're involved in with WebWise?
Yeah, so if you're interested in getting involved in Safer Internet Day, what I would say is visit our website, webwise.ie/Safer Internet Day. We've outlined all the different activities, ways you can get involved. There's kind of step-by-step instructions for how to get involved. So that's ideas for if you would like to run an event in a school, if you're a teacher. We also have ideas and tips and information there for parents, and ideas for how students can get involved. And you can also order, if you register your event via your website, we'll send you out some free wristbands for your event or workshop or talk, whatever it is. So we send out some nice colourful wristbands to help you mark the day as well. And then you'll get your event featured on the map as well. So like I say, there's lots of different ways you can get involved, whether that's doing an online CFG lesson, inviting in a guest speaker, or hosting a parents' evening or a parents' talk. We've designed free presentations that can be used to host parents' evenings. So these are really useful to introduce us to the parents' information and resources and things like that. And you can also order our resources free from our website under our Get Resources section. So those are the education resources that can be used in the classroom. So we have resources for primary school, for secondary school, and we also have free resources that we send out for parents as well. So there's lots of different ideas and resources you can access. And we've some great videos up there as well. We're running a campaign at the minute, Connected Campaign. It's running in cinemas, and it's all about helping young people manage their online well-being and promoting respectful communication. So there's that video's up there, and there's loads of other great videos that schools can use or parents can use to start a conversation with your child, whether that be about image sharing or about respectful communication, anti-bullying, those sorts of things. There's lots of useful materials up there. So I would say take a look there, and please do something this Tuesday the 11th to promote a safer, better internet.
And for people who'd like to know more about WebWise, have you got a website address there handy?
Yeah, webwise.ie is our main website, and it's divided into lots of different sections for different audiences. So there's a teacher section, a parent section, we have a youth section. You'll find our Safer Internet Day hub there, and you can access all our resources for there. So webwise.ie.
And you mentioned earlier, this is the 16th year you're running Internet Safety Day. Is the internet changing? I suppose when you use something every day, you don't really see it. But is the internet changing? Is it doing things now that it wasn't doing maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Certainly things have evolved, and definitely we've seen, I think, more complex and complicated issues arising. So we are actually launching a new resource for Safer Internet Day called Connected, and it's a digital media literacy program, and it's designed to support the junior cycle short course. And this resource actually looks at some of those kind of emerging issues. So there's a module all about online wellbeing. There's one about misinformation and false information. So giving students the skills they need to kind of recognise and evaluate the information they're coming across online, because as technology becomes more sophisticated, it is harder to kind of evaluate what we're seeing online. And we also have a module on big data and the data economy. So again, these are quite complicated, complex issues, but this program has been designed to, I suppose, help provide those kind of explainers for students and introduce them to these topics. And we also have a module about your rights and responsibilities online as well. So yes, certainly as things become more complex, it is important that we still educate ourselves about these things. So it's great that we're launching this new resource that is addressing some of these issues and concerns.
And it takes place on February the 11th, that's next week. And webwise.ie is the website address, am I right?
That's That's it.
Great stuff. Jane, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us this morning. And wish you all the best.
Much,
and if you have anything else happening, we'll have a wee chat about whatever you're up to over the year. And if you've got any big events coming up, let's know. Okay?
Brilliant.
Great
thanks
stuff.
Thanks very much, George.
Thanks, Jane. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. I was joined there by Jane McGarrigle, who is project manager at Webwise.